Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Talk to Me, and I'm Linus, your hostess tonight. Again, this is tonight is free psychic readings, and so everyone is invited to call and participate. One question per caller. Again, tonight is free psychic readings night. I was unable to do it last week because I had technical difficulties with my computer, believe it or not. This started at 10 minutes to 6. Isn't that awful? Just before showtime, it decides to belly up. But anyway, such is life and technology. So anyway, first Sunday of March, I hope everybody had a good week and that your weather was favorable. Let me introduce my co-host, Bernice.
Hello, everyone.
And also our switchboard operator and producer with the mostest, Chavonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So because right now we don't have any callers, you guys start calling in. We got open lines all available right now. So what I'll do, we're going to do a little readings.
I mean, the
entertainment news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give people a chance to call in.
Yes. There you go. There you go. Thanks, Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start with entertainment news. The first thing is about Aretha Franklin. I was too fat for words, she says. Bless her heart. The Queen of Soul tells all in the new issue of Jet Magazine. Aretha Franklin graces the cover, talking about her 85-pound weight loss. And, y'all, she looks marvelous.
Yes, she does. She sure does.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's a dress size away from where she would like to be. And I'll tell y'all, it's a size 16. Hello.
Hey.
She says recent pictures of her made her realize how big she had gotten. Franklin says losing weight is hard. She says no more food lathered in hot sauce like pig's feet, hammocks, and chitterlings.
Yeah, can't have none of that stuff, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't have it either. And don't load it down with salt.
No.
Because that's another thing that will add the weight on.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That sodium is not good. And
no.
It's bad for high blood pressure.
That's right.
That salt.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But you know what else is that she's also on Jet. This week's guest.
Oh, she is.
Oh, she looks beautiful in this pink dress. She
mm-hmm.
just looks so gorgeous. But anyway, she's on Jet, and it's a really good article, y'all. If you get a chance, I read it today. It's about 4 pages, and she's really doing a life change. So I bet you the next time you hear Aretha sing, you're going to be amazed
at
her voice.
Yeah.
Probably back like it was
she
in the
probably
90s.
Sound much, much better. Mm-hmm. She can blow out more. I think she's really
she's
good.
Got her breath.
Yeah, because she's got a tour coming up too, doesn't she?
In the spring. And
yeah.
That's what she's trying to get ready for. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, season 12, Dancing with the Stars, kicks off March 21st. And this year, the cast includes Wendy Williams. How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, how you doing? And Sugar Ray Leonard, Little Romeo,
mm-hmm.
Christy Alley. I saw a picture of her. I hope she's lost more weight by the time the show starts.
Oh.
To name a few,
mm-hmm.
Who's going to win? Go, Wendy. How you dancing? Well, Halle Berry is headed to Broadway along with Samuel L. Jackson. Yes, Samuel is doing Broadway, y'all.
Mm.
This fall, they will be starring in the production The Mountaintop. Also headed to Broadway is Tom Cruise and Mary J. Blige for the musical Rock Ages.
Oh, okay.
Featuring music from the 80s. I hope that goes on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to Janet Jackson. Her book, True, You, A Journey to Finding and Loving Yourself, is the number one book in the country.
Wow, already?
Yes.
The you book, know she's had several interviews on TV, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was Oprah that interviewed her. And who was that lady that, I can't remember. Barbara Walters? Barbara Walters interviewed her, too. And I'm just like, well, she's getting some interviews on that book.
All right.
Yes, she is.
All right. Well, it says that it topped the New York Times bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
That says something.
That's something.
It's Janet's journey about her life, y'all, part self and help, part self-help and part bio.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about her battles with self-esteem and weight issues,
which I
can believe that.
Yeah.
Well, y'all remember Montana Fishburn?
Yeah.
You know, Lawrence little girl?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be getting out of rehab.
Okay. I hope she's doing good this time around.
She was sentenced to 180 days of rehab for assaulting her ex's girlfriend. Fishburn was embarrassed. Her dad was embarrassed, of course, when she released that porn video last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's due to finish rehab in about 5 more months. So good for her.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, do that.
Okay.
And on a tennis star sensation, Serena Williams. I don't know if y'all heard.
Oh, yeah.
Serena had
had surgery, too.
Yeah, she had a blood clot in her lung.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the 29-year-old was recently diagnosed with a blood clot in her lung.
Mm-hmm.
She underwent emergency treatment and is being monitored closely by doctors.
Yeah.
Williams has been having health issues since this past summer when she cut her foot on glass at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The latest incident almost killed her.
So
we're praying for you, Serena. I hope you get better, baby girl. And just be careful what you're doing, where you're going, and where you're being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Health-wise, because she travels to all countries, all over the place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Even cutting that might have caused some other things to happen.
That's true, too.
So, okay, what you got going for me?
Well, I've got over here, it's a new honor for Quincy Jones.
Uh-oh.
He was recently at the White House with the National Medal of Arts Humanities Medal. Well, that was a tongue tire, y'all. So let me read this again. He was recently at the White House with the National Medal of Arts Humanities Medal.
That's what it was. Go on and say it.
Go ahead on, Quincy. Okay, and we got Steve Harvey. He's had quite a surprise for his ex-wife, Mary.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you know, they put a gag order on her.
Good.
Yeah, they did.
She was lying about a lot of stuff.
Harvey recently sent his ex a box of chocolates for Valentine's Day. Inside the box of chocolates was a court order summoning her to appear on March 10th and being told to be quiet about their split. Mary Harvey has to abide by a gag order since it was revealed she only told half the truth in that regard. To her divorce from Steve and its aftermath. See? And
his girlfriend broke. She's trying to get some money.
Yeah, she's
trying to get some money. That was slick, though. He put it in there.
That was good. That was real good.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, Minister Louis Farrakhan is no fan of pop sensation Rihanna. In his Savers address, Minister Farrakhan referred to Rihanna's performances as filth and her fans as swine. I would never expect to hear anything like that coming out of
him. You know what? Don't you find that? Go ahead.
The pop star laughed back in typical fashion, saying the minister is also thought of as swine. Let the war of words continue.
You know what? Isn't it interesting? Farrakhan never talks about celebrities or entertainers.
I know.
So
that's why I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, so I think that Trump is mad with her right now because, remember, he had paid her $500,000 to perform at the cancer thing, and she didn't.
That's right.
Now, Farrakhan has had cancer.
Uh-huh.
He's had throat cancer.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if this is a piggyback on Trump's or not.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't normally get into the entertainment world.
That's what I was saying.
That's about people.
What is he doing this?
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. That's some weird stuff going on right there.
Yeah.
Boxer Bernard Hopkins is ready to see his life on the big screen. The 46-year-old boxing great would like to see rapper 50 Cent play him in a movie.
Mm.
Wow, now. Hopkins has led quite a life. He grew up in the projects, lived a life of crime, and served 4 years in prison. Then he turned his life around with boxing. Well, that sounds interesting.
I think
50 Cent, he probably would play a good
Bernard
Hopkins, too. He would play, I think he would be good on that one.
Let me give that number out.
Okay.
Area code 646-727-2914. We will still do psychic readings if you folks call in. We will stop our entertainment news and begin. Okay, 646-727-2914. Go ahead, Bernice.
Okay, rapper DeBrat is out of jail.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know she was in jail.
I didn't know either. The 36-year-old, whose real name is Shantae Harris, served 3 years in prison for assaulting a cocktail waitress. The former protege for Jermaine Dupri is currently on house arrest and is hoping to resume her career. DeBrat is the sister of Lisa Ray.
Yes, she is. That's
wow.
Sister.
Wow.
She was gone for 3 years.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Was that, it was due to an assault? I thought she
did.
Yeah, something, a fight that took place in Atlanta, and I think some girl at a bar got her head cracked open with a bottle or something.
Maybe that was a cocktail. It didn't go into detail, but it was a cocktail waitress she got in a fight with.
Yeah, I think I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she won't be drinking no more.
Oh, she better not.
Mm-hmm.
Soul legend Smokey Robinson is no stranger to drug abuse. Of course, I've known that for years. He even said that on Daystar program, that when he goes on Daystar, he's been into that. Yeah.
I know
that. Mm-hmm. And so he, where am I at? I lost my spot here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he has some advice for embattled sufferer El DeBarge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. DeBarge recently suffered a drug relapse and is rehab. Robinson is urging DeBarge to get his spiritual self together as he struggles with drug addiction. DeBarge is continuing treatment at a drug rehab facility. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really
good.
He's got
to do the spiritual side, too.
He has to. Smokey said, I watched the interview. He said that's the only thing that helped him get out of it, is being still and Heavenly Father. Yes. Uh-huh. Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice kicks off his Sunday night.
It comes on the night show.
NBC, y'all, okay?
The NeNe LeDoux
yes.
Star Jones show.
Yes.
That's what I said. So go ahead.
They
said,
oh, honey, it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, I'm
watching Star Jones and NeNe. Okay, there's a lot of craziness this season with Star Jones, NeNe LeDoux, Dionne Warwick, LaToya Jackson, David Cassidy, Meat Loaf, Lisa Rinna, Gary Busey, and Lil Jon, to name a few. Yep. Don't expect any love between Star Jones and NeNe LeDoux, of course. NeNe is always down for a good fight, and she lets Star know that. NeNe is funny. She tickles me, but I can't argue with the woman. She me straight up. I can't argue with that. NeNe describes Star Jones as mean and nasty. Makes you want to think. Never mind. I ain't going to say nothing yet. Jones responded, she had a job to do, and that was raising money for a cause close to her heart. She had no time to engage in silly reality show fights. Okay, that was uncalled for. Don't let NeNe hear this one, okay? I can't wait to see this season. I never watched this show, but I will be tuned in to see the madness. Yes, me too, y'all. Y'all tune in, too.
Am I happy? I don't even like her.
Yes.
I'm only part of the gossip.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I have on the entertainment news on my end.
Oh, well, let's see what's been going on in the news of the weird.
So, oh, you got some news of the weird.
Yeah.
Yay.
Got a British loyalist, Michael Stone, still claims it was all a misunderstanding that he did not intend to assassinate the Irish Republican Army political leaders in 2006, despite being arrested at the Northern Ireland legislature carrying knives, gas containers, and fuses. Oh,
what?
And an axe.
What?
He was later convicted based on having detonated one explosive in the foyer and then carrying the other devices into the hall to confront the leaders. But he continued to insist that he was merely engaged in performance art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let that be the reason.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All righty.
His friends are Jaheed looking for him. God or whatever.
Yeah.
You got Thomas Walkley, a lawyer from Norton, Ohio, who was charged in January with indecent exposure for pulling his pants down in front of two 19-year-old males. But Walkley said he was merely mentoring at-risk boys. He said it is a technique he had used with other troubled youth especially the most difficult cases, by getting them to think differently. Mm. Said Walkley, radical times call for radical measures.
Now, that does not fly, okay?
No,
that
no.
does not fly, okay?
You're trying to listen to
yes.
bullshit.
Yes.
No,
don't be sugarcoating it because it ain't what's happening.
Mm-mm.
There you go.
You're mentoring them, showing them your stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Police were out in force in September as schools opened in Toronto, writing 25 school-zone speeding tickets in the first 2 hours. One of the 25 were issued to a driver of a school bus caught speeding through a school zone trying to avoid being late at a pickup point further down the road.
Mm. Well, hey, everybody has to toe the line.
That's true.
Hey,
I mean, if you're wrong, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a school zone.
Mm-hmm.
She was late. She should have slowed her road.
She would have been late, exactly.
Yes.
Paul Mason, 50, an ex-letter carrier in England, told reporters in January he would file a lawsuit against British National Health Service for negligence because it allowed him to grow in recent years to a weight of nearly 900 pounds.
Ooh.
Mason said he begged for NHS's help in 1996 when he weighed 420 pounds,
ooh,
but was merely told to ride your bike more.
Last year,
he was finally allowed gastric surgery, which reduced him to his current 518 pounds. At his heaviest, Mason estimates he was consuming 20,000 calories a day.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. That is ridiculous.
I'm glad he was able to get that surgery.
Wait a minute. When he got to 500, who was feeding him? You can't get around that good after 500 pounds. Your heart won't allow you. So somebody had to have been bringing him food to get to 900
pounds.
Well,
there's so many order-in places. They don't know. They just get paid, get the money and send it to him, you know.
Well, he got to get up and go to the door.
Not necessarily, not if that door is unlocked. And he tells,
yeah,
come on in.
Ugh.
You know, but he can't lock himself in there. He lock himself away from the world. So if he's sick or anything and people don't know it, how are they going to get in unless they bust in?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. He has someone in there.
He has someone in there, and then if he's married or he's got kids and stuff, and they make him, you know, do that, they will make him bring it in there anyway, and they'll pay somebody to sneak it in there to him. They come with all kind of ways, honey.
Very, very true.
Yes.
Very true.
They
now,
come around to the back window and stick it through my window.
Oh, Lord.
You know, oh, yeah, they'll go to extreme measures to get it. Yeah.
Jose DeMartinez, 35, was hospitalized in Manchester, New Hampshire in January. With police in pursuit, he had climbed out a hotel window using tied-together bed sheets, but they came undone and he fell 4 stories.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah, these are what we like to call our least competent criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Detected burglarizing a house in Somerville, Florida in January, Lord Butler fell through a window but not from police. The homeowner's dog had frightened Butler, who crashed through the glass, cut himself badly, and bled to death in the neighbor's yard.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what he gets for stealing.
Oh, my God.
Trying to steal.
This is going to be the last time you're going to be stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Kevin Fernduck, 25, was charged with sexual assault of a 71-year-old woman in her Hutchinson, Kansas home in December.
Mm-hmm.
By time his mugshot was taken, he was in a neck brace from the victim's frying pan swinging to...
You go, girl!
Come on, Grandma.
Beat him up.
She ain't your punk.
Bitch. I know that's right.
Go on, Grandma.
Go ahead, Grandma.
Love it. 71 years old, mm-hmm, trying to rape that woman. Is he crazy?
Sicko.
Huh?
Yes, he is a sicko. And recurring themes. During an early freeze in January, an 8-year-old boy sitting across the street from his Woodward, Oklahoma middle school apparently fell for the traditional dare from his brother and licked a metal pole.
Oh.
He had to wait on his tiptoes for emergency responders to come unstick him.
Oh,
I mean, come on, people. What the hell is that movie called? They show it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? It's that black and white. No, it's the color. Remember the kid with the glasses, blonde hair, sticks.
Yeah, and gets stuck.
Stuck, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
In January, John Finch, 44, Williamton, Delaware, became the latest alleged burglar to break in through a window and be unable either to climb out or figure out the automatic locks on the door, and thus be forced to call 911 on himself. Idiot.
You deserve to go to jail.
What the sheriff say? Idiot.
Yes, I'm like, come on, people. And the Wall Street Journal reported in March 1996 that New York City photographer Eugene Calamari Jr. is a part-time artist who lies on the floor and lets people vacuum him with an upright cleaner, after which he asks the vacuumers to please write down their feelings. According to Calamari, a lot of people use each other and step on each other's rights. The theme he intends to convey is, I won't let anyone do this to me.
No, just suck the shit off your ass. So stupid. You stop backing on
stupid.
Him.
Yeah.
He getting off on that shit. He ain't fooling nobody. He getting off on
is
that.
Is he getting off
yeah.
on that?
Uh-huh. Using the suction all over. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
That.
That's gross.
And I'm telling you, yeah, how do you even tie that into civil rights? That just
yeah.
don't.
Makes no
don't.
Sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's
so,
a confused person, honey.
Very. Very. Oh, shut my mouth, Vinny. Shut up.
Yeah.
Put back to him with the bags of bagless.
I do what he's got to do.
Maybe they hoovered his ass.
I hope not, because that's a little too much for me. A little too much. And then for people who would like to call in tonight, the number is 646-727-2914, and we have a caller. Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this? What's your name and your question?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. This Hello. Is Linus. Who's this?
This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. You got a question for me tonight? We've just been enjoying
yes.
having fun. But go ahead.
Yes, my question is, I'm expecting a phone call, and I was wondering when you feel that phone call was going to come in.
The first number I got was 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And you
is
know what?
Like...
I'm getting 8 a.m. I'm getting 8 a.m. Why am I getting a.m.? Is there a time difference, like on the other side
yes.
of the world?
Yes.
Okay, I got 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, be by the phone.
Like, is it like today, tomorrow, like... Or you're only getting the time it's going to be coming in?
I got 8 a.m., so I would assume that it'll probably be tomorrow.
Okay.
Because on the other
and
side of the world, like, we're nighttime and they would be daytime.
Daytime.
And they are full, maybe 2 days ahead of us, so you just have to be ready.
My God, I did not want a phone call that early, but it's fine.
I know.
Man.
It's
true. When I was in Italy and called
mm-hmm,
home,
mm-hmm.
it would be day over.
Maybe
it's no.
8 o'clock their time
yeah.
and, like, later my time possibly, maybe, you think?
Well, all I got was 8 a.m. Maybe
okay.
8 a.m. their time would be evening for you over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hopefully it'd be that, because I don't want a phone call
I'm
that
getting
early.
Almost like a 12-hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
In time.
Yes.
Almost a 12-hour
yeah.
difference. Yeah.
May I ask if you that phone call will be positive, negative? What do you pick up on the phone call?
I get positive.
Okay, good.
I'm seeing positive, and I'm seeing smiles. Does your friend have a Colgate smile. That's what I say, Cheshire cat.
Cheshire
smile.
Cat, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I see that
well,
kind
I'm,
of smile.
Okay, maybe it's me. I'm the one that
Does the
smiles.
Other person
I mean,
have
smiles.
A pretty smile? Does the other person have a nice smile? Because that's what I'm seeing, like a Colgate smile, real pretty teeth.
Yeah.
Nice smile. Okay, so it's
okay.
a good call. I see positive. There's
okay.
some direction that this relationship is supposed to be going, and it looks like something you two are going to have to discuss.
Yeah.
So, but I don't feel bad. I'm not feeling any weird feelings in my body or a headache or anything. So it must be a good discussion for the both of you. Whatever it is, it'll be resolved and it'll be good because I'm not
okay.
feeling anything bad at all, no negative.
Okay, good. Because it's, you know, basically it's a relationship that I'm in, and I just needed more clarity on where it's going. And, it's, you know, kind of told them just lay your cards out on the table so I know what I want to do, you know. And so it's been time, and so it's just a discussion that something that he had to process within himself and just kind of tell me, you know, what he desires or he doesn't desire to, because I don't want to, you know, break him to do anything. Like, you know, I want him to be true to himself, but I wanted, you know, I didn't want to waste my time.
Don't be judgmental.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't want you to be judgmental either.
Oh,
keep your mind open. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, I'm going to take the way you see things and the way he sees things are two different ways, but the understanding that you have through communication will resolve that. So it's not a bad thing. You know, you could say us white, he could say us black, but together, blended, it's very good, you know, when you guys talk about it. You're going to have a good discussion, but, yeah, I feel good. But Spirit wants me to tell you, just don't be judgmental. So, you know, like, think twice, speak once. You know what I mean? Instead of just the first thing come out your mouth, think twice and speak once.
I'm actually thinking of putting the phone on mute when you speak. Cause sometimes if I don't like something, I tend to like say like, hold on.
You know I'm telling you the truth. Okay, well don't do that. This man really cares about you.
Give yourself a break, sweetie. Give yourself a break.
I will. And just before I go, do you see an engagement for us this year or anything like that? Like months down the line?
December came up right away, right in my face, December. And I'm seeing December this year.
Okay,
and,
so a few more months.
Let me tell you what I see. Not only do I see December, but this man picks you up and he twirls you around. He is so happy, and it's a bunch of people there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a middle age and older people and a few children, like maybe three or four children sprinkle around. But it's like you guys are in a circle, but he just picks you up and twirls. He's so happy. And he twirls you around, so he's not throwing you away. I mean it that way. But, you know, like hugging you so tight, like it just means so much. The joy, that's what I'm feeling. It's like the joy is so much. So look for December and be surprised. I'm like, I knew it. Linus already told. Don't do that. Be surprised. I'm like,
Thank you,
pretty, yes.
Probably by December, she's going to forget about that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's going to be too into the surprise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be a surprise. It's going to be a special ring, too, and that's all I'm going to tell you. But it'll be a special ring.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful
sweetie.
Night, and thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Next caller.
Thank you for calling. Talk to me. What is your name and your question?
My name is Anne Marie, and my question is, it's been 3 years me and my boyfriend have been together, and right now we're making the next step of moving in with each other. So I want to know when we move in, because it seems like every time we get ready to go and pack my stuff up and to move it, weather gets in the way. So that's one question that I really do have.
Weather.
Ooh. Anna Marie, why is this person interfering in your relationship? I don't understand that. I'm getting real bad vibes. Why is this person?
I'm talking about weather. I didn't put anybody in a relationship. Like Mother Nature weather, like rain and snow.
Yeah.
Weather.
I thought you were asking me about a relationship.
Mm-hmm. But you
right.
Said
me and him.
She got ready to move in. The weather would turn bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I was picking up something else. I didn't pick up on the weather while you're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up there's a third party that's causing distinction between you and your loved one or the guy you want to be with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with the weather. It's almost like this person is got a wedge between you two.
The only person I can think of that could possibly, well, actually two people, is one of my old classmates that I just finished school, and we all go to school together, and another one is my best friend, who I talk to almost every day, but they're like brothers and sisters, so I don't know exactly which one you're talking about.
Let me ask you, you will be able to move, but can you delay this move until like around the 1st of May? I think of some more things that you need to find out before you make that move. By May, of course, the weather's wonderful. Is it really necessary for you two to move in together right now?
Well, he plans on, like, it's his plans. He plans on marrying me and getting a ring design and all this other stuff. And the reason why I count this out is because he kind of stumbled and told me why he was drunk one day. And they say usually a drunk person never tells a lie.
Oh, don't believe that, honey. Yeah. Don't ever believe that. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Don't ever believe that. Anybody can lie. I don't care if they're drunk or sober. It don't mean nothing. Oh. It's just when they're drunk, they might put it on that they were drunk. They knew what they were saying. People ain't always that drunk. They're not causing of what they're doing, but they are. I'm going to be honest with you. When I'm picking up spiritually, I don't feel comfortable about you moving at this time. It's like spirit wants you to see some more things developing in this relationship before you make the move. So I'm going to tell you just what I'm getting from the spirit. There's a wedge there. There's somebody that's preventing this from happening. I'm not so much picking it up on the guy as I am a third party. And this party is very influential to this man. So communication, number one. Number two, understanding. But I would just wait. That's what spirit is telling me. Of course, you know, you make your own choice and your decision. But spirit is saying you should wait till May before you make that move.
Now, my question is, my best friend who's very close and grew up with him, or is this the girl that goes to school with us? Because this girl had a crush on him, and he had to get a restraining order on her, and she's supposed to be dating another guy, so I'm just trying to figure out who exactly are you talking about.
It could be her. I picked up a male entity, but it could be female. But I picked up a male entity that was holding him back.
Because male is also in female.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. But that's what I picked up was a male entity. So
okay.
I don't want to say it's this woman. I mean, it's a possibility if you've already had transitions there with her. But when you asked me, spirit said male. Sometimes, let me tell you, and this is not spiritual, I'm just telling you some common sense. Sometimes who we think is doing things to us is not the person, it's somebody else that's on the side. You know, it's almost like if you were in a discussion with a friend and they started talking out the side of their mouth and you turned around like, what? What did you say?
Right.
You were surprised.
Right.
This is how this is. You would be surprised. So whoever this male entity is, you would be surprised by his actions. And you'd probably
be more
surprised by your friends. I'm sorry?
Do I know this male at all?
Yes, you do. Daryl, Dean, David, that's what I'm getting. So someone with names close to that, what I just mentioned, the name sounds close to that. May not be the exact name, maybe it is. You know better than I.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Just wait.
I mean,
Anna Marie, pray about it, okay? Seriously.
Okay.
I'm telling you, pray about it and ask God to show you if this is meant or not. And he will answer it, trust me. Listen, see, or even in a person's conversation, or it might be a song on the radio, but it will come to you, the answer. But pray about it. Is that the move that you should make? Because you sound like a very intelligent, beautiful young lady. And I don't want to see you put your emotions in harm's way. You know what I'm saying? You're a good woman. You sound to be. I feel that you're a good person. So I'm not saying that this may or may not be the man for you. I'm just asking you to pray about it and then make a decision. And please feel free to call me back if you have further, you know, further discussion, or go on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and I do readings on that site, and I can do a reading for an hour for you.
Okay.
So just think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. You
have
a good evening, Marie. You're welcome,
you
love. Okay, next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi, this is Aisha.
Hi, Aisha. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Terrific. It's a beautiful day in the life.
Yes,
so
it is.
So tell me, what can I answer? I can feel your spirit. You are bubbling. What you want to ask me, girl? I can just feel it.
I can feel it, too.
Yeah, I'm just happy. So share the happiness with us, girl.
There's a guy that I have known for 2 years, but we just met for the first time face-to-face yesterday. And I really like him. I'm not sure exactly how he feels towards me. He seems to really like me, but he's really inexperienced when it comes to relationships. So I just wanted to know, do you see anything blossoming between us? I mean, it seems to be going good.
No problem, right? What's his first name? That's all I need.
His first name is Thaddeus.
Biblical. Okay, Thaddeus and Aisha. Oh, yeah. He's a good boy. All right, Aisha. Don't be turning prayer boy out now. This ain't Sunday school, girl. Don't be turning this boy out. He's a good boy. A good man, I should say.
He is.
A good young man. And I probably shouldn't say this. He's right at a vulnerable state that he not only would welcome you with open arms, but he's vulnerable, like, to a woman's ways. Now, I'm not saying sex, but you know how a woman can be manipulatory. Come on, let's be honest.
Right,
yes, be honest.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's open to that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good.
Right.
And if he's open to that, he's going to be aware of it right off the bat.
Yeah. But it's not good because, in one way, it's a challenge to you because he could become so encompassing you that he forgets the reality. He's almost like a stalker.
Mm.
Or I'll put it like this, not a stalker. Say, like, if you had a piece of candy you never had before, you know you want some more of that candy, girl.
Right.
Because that was some good candy. You ain't thinking about the calories. You ain't thinking about the weight it's going to put on you or the zip. None of that. You just think you want some more of that candy. This is how this man is looking at you, spiritually, mentally, and sexually. So that's what I want to tell you is that, yes, you could have a beautiful relationship. This man is really a good man. He's intelligent. He's caring.
He is.
He's compassionate. And he's about business. I like that. I'm feeling that. He's about business. So it's all good. I'm just telling you,
Be a good girl.
You know what it is. I've had, like, some really rocky relationships in the past, and he like takes things so slow. He's taking things so slow, and I'm praying every
that's
day
okay.
for patience because I said it's
See?
Worth
that's
waiting
okay,
for.
Because Aisha, this is a good man, and this is a man that you could have a long term relationship with. I'm honest with you now. Spiritually, this man you could have a long term relationship with. So don't worry about the patience. Sometimes patience is good. I know patience is a virtue, but you know what? God is patient with us every day, baby.
Yeah. Take it easy.
So true.
Go slow. Go slow and enjoy. I mean, you know, like, you don't have to do the dinner and dance and all that. You could be like, bring the man over and fix dinner.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, maybe play some card games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe both of you in the kitchen together cooking, having fun, being silly. You know, you know, another thing, too, you can find out, okay, does he have cooking skills?
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Or teach him how to cook, or he can teach you how to cook some things, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that way, and that's not only taking it slow,
but you're getting to know him because you can ask questions and he can ask questions of you,
mm,
and
nice
you're
person.
Enjoying
yeah.
a lovely time together.
Yeah,
that's not
right.
It's cost effective
mm-hmm.
for both of you,
mm-hmm.
but yet it's a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So just think about it, but yeah, do take it. You know, because he's taking it slow, that's okay. Because honey, when you two get together, bells will ring and it'll be the 4th of July. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this man's going to be this way. He's going to
okay.
get with Aisha and think it's the best candy in the world. That's what I'm telling you. Be careful. Be careful.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and enjoy your relationship. He really is a good man, and you're a good woman. So, hey, communication
you.
And understanding first. Sex will happen. Get
right,
that
exactly.
Understanding.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right.
Have a good night.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Good evening.
You too.
Okay. Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello, Zanny.
Hello.
Hello,
go ahead.
Me?
Who's this? Yes, you're on
me?
The air.
Hello. Hi, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Lance?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Doing great.
Great.
How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering what you see in my relationship with Lori.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, the very first thing I got when I went into spirit was a headache on the left side of my head. Interesting. Oh, okay. It was a misunderstanding and smoothing out. Okay, that feels better. Are you two trying to work something out right now? Trying to get an understanding about something in your relationship?
I can't speak for her, but I know that I am.
Okay, because I feel like there's something that needs to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a misunderstanding. I don't see it as something real bad, but I also feel that it's stressful for you, I guess, and her. That may be why my head started hurting. You must feel like sometime you're banging your head against the wall.
That's very strange.
What is Lori wants more physical out of you? Is that what it is? More of a physical aspect?
That's possible. I'm not really sure right now. We're not speaking, and I am trying to repair this relationship. Which you're right.
Well,
it
that's
is
what I'm feeling.
It is
I'm
stupid,
sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
It's a stupid, silly misunderstanding, and I'm just trying to fix it.
That's what I thought, but I'm feeling like she wants you to be more physical. Now, I'm not just feeling this like sexually physical, that too, but more like, you know, you guys do things together, outdoors
yes.
or hiking or boating or something like that. And the she likes that. She's an energetic person,
mm-hmm.
and so she likes doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe that's what it is. She wants you more involved in maybe walking down the seashore or going on a hike or Grand Canyon or,
okay.
you know.
Well, we actually would do that a lot. We would go for walks after dinner. We would go down to the beach and walk on the boardwalk.
Well, right
on. The beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what I feel. But you know what, Tom? I don't feel anything really bad. It's just a misunderstanding. Like, you two just need to communicate and resolve that. And she's not speaking to you right now. Just give her a little time and maybe in a couple of days send her a little cute email or either a card and mail. That would be even better. Send her a cute little card and mail and just say, I've been thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering how you're doing. You'd be surprised how that'll touch woman, a little card.
Yeah.
Or either send her one red rose to the job.
Mm-hmm.
Miss you.
Mm-hmm. Like
mm-hmm.
you said, just thinking about you.
Yeah, or just
mm-hmm.
thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not putting any pressure on her, but just let me know I'm here.
Yeah.
Right,
right. Waiting to talk.
Right. Do you think she's seeing somebody else right now? And if so, is it like serious or what's that status?
Let's see. Oh, Lord, no. She ain't seeing nobody. She got a little bitterness in her right now. I don't think so, Tom.
She's got
some bitterness in her. That's probably why she's a little standoffish, because she's still a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
That's possible.
She's got some bitterness. I feel this, like she's
standoffish.
I wish she would.
Yeah.
She's like, if a man approaches her,
right.
Like, I wish she would.
Yeah. She's got questions.
No, you don't have to worry about that at the present time.
Okay.
That's
a good thing
concern
on your part.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think it'll be resolved pretty soon?
She's talking a lot to her girlfriends, and you got to be careful of that, because sometimes some influences are good and some, you know, are not always good. So just to give you a little sidebar note there, she is talking to girlfriends. But no, I don't see her being involved with anybody. Like I said, right now she's a little bit bitter. So if a man did approach her, he might
get his feelings hurt or something.
He might get his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think her sister's like telling her like stupid things, wrong things, lying about me and trying to keep us apart and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, you know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
well, like
what
I said,
now?
Just try that. Send a little note or something to her. It's soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pressure. And it's just to let her know I am thinking about you and I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's it. You know, and
right.
I think that'll be a nice way to start the communication, take that barrier down
mm-hmm.
and bring the communication aspect back to your
right.
relationship.
Well, I actually sent
yeah.
her a short little email pretty much saying that about a week ago, so I still haven't heard of
mm-hmm.
anything yet.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it
doesn't hurt.
The sister is nagging. Like I said,
right.
I saw girlfriends, but he was right,
mm-hmm.
nagging at her ear, so.
Right.
But that's okay. If you want her and you love her, keep going for it. Don't give up.
I definitely won't. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Linus.
You're welcome, Tom. You have a good evening, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, sir. Next caller.
Thank you for calling. Talk to me. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Linus. Can I help you?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How can I help you tonight?
Okay. I've been wondering if someone's going to be in contact with me. We've kind of had like a, you know, a time where, well, we haven't talked in a while. Misunderstanding, but there hasn't been any in-person communications. They kind of like, you know, some messages and email, but no really response back, no acknowledgement. So I don't, you know if there will be any
Brenda,
future
contact. What's the guy's name?
Matt.
What's his name? Just give me the first name. That's all I want.
Yep.
What's his name again?
Matt.
Matt, M-A-T-T?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, you might want to let that go, Brenda. You might want to let that go. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but he's involved with somebody else at this time.
Oh, I know that.
I'm being honest here. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm talking about closure and friendship.
I
don't
know how you felt about him, but I'm very truthful, so that's why I wanted to say I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I'm being truthful.
Oh, no. I know that.
Okay. What, you were hoping that you two could get back together?
No, we were never together. I was just looking for, you know, I think there was misunderstandings, and I think that, you know, he took something a certain way, and I just, it was, you know, I think there was a friendship there. There was a respect, and I felt like he kind of, you know, misunderstood things and crossed the line and said hurtful things, and I'm looking for some closure. It's just kind of, to me, I don't know if he intended to be as hurtful as he was. I don't know if you know, he has any regrets, but I was just looking for some closure.
Closure is he's out of your life.
That's it, huh?
No. Thankful enough. Yeah. You're not going to get the closure that you seek. He's got closure, but it's not the closure that you seek. But just let it go. It's closure. He's out of your life, and there's no communication there. But listen, I want to ask you something. Who is Josh or John?
Don't know anybody by those names.
Kind of got blonde or streaks in his hair. Josh or John? I see this guy, you're in a circle, and he's walking around you. Who's that?
Hmm. Don't know anyone by that name or even looks like that. That's weird. Maybe.
Okay. Well, this gentleman is walking around you like he's eyeing you, but he knows you maybe indirectly through a girlfriend or a cousin. And they've inquired. This individual has inquired about you. That's why I said it's either Josh or John. Maybe check with a cousin or a girlfriend, but he's inquired about you. And he's either in the medical field or IT. He's either medical or computers, one of the two. That's his field. So.
Well, that's good. Really quickly, can I ask you, do you see my finances improving?
Your finances?
Yeah.
Did you say finances?
Yes.
Okay. You got to tell me your name again. I forgot. Just a quick.
Oh, it's okay, Brenda.
Brenda. Okay. Brenda. Ooh, I'm seeing dollar signs. All coming up between May 1st and May 3rd. Three times dollar signs. You're going to get a large amount of money. I don't know what it's, I'm not getting what it's for. Maybe you win it. But I got $3 signs in March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's interesting. Let me ask, that's what Spirit came up. I want to ask him right now what's coming up. There's a possible promotion. In about a couple of weeks, have you been speaking to anybody? Is somebody leaving the job and there's a job opening coming up?
Well, I asked if there were, like, assistant manager positions where I am. But, you know, I don't know if anything's come yet. I've asked. I haven't started anything. I don't even know if there's any openings. But, you know, I want to get somewhere because right now I'm in a real struggle financial situation. And,
okay, well, let me tell you, I'm seeing that someone, Brenda, might be leaving due to pregnancy. I'm seeing that. And the position will come open. There is a promotional position there. That's why I said in about 2 weeks, someone's going to be leaving the job. I don't know if it's permanent or temporary status because you never know when a woman's pregnant, someone may decide to stay at home. But I see it's a reason. Or if it's not a pregnancy, it's because of their children. That they're going to have to leave the job and spend time at home. But it also avails for you. It gives you an opening.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it gives you an opening. I'm also seeing elastic. Why am I seeing like elastic and plastic? Is that around you or are you working in
that
field?
Well, yeah, I work in retail. I mean, you know, I'm going to encounter it, but not.
Okay. As I see elastic and plastic around you. Well, put your feelers out, but I would think in about, you know, 2 weeks, you should hear something. So just put your feelers out there and your ears open and hear and, you know, see what you hear.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, it's a possibility. And also keep your ears open for that guy because somebody's checking you out. You don't even know it, but they're checking you out. So, you know, if they're trying to give you the hookup, tell them you'd like an advance notice, please.
Sounds good to me.
You know, don't just surprise you and you're visiting a relative or a friend or something like, oh, we want you to meet Josh. Like, oh, wait a minute, I ain't got my makeup on.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me time to get pretty.
Yeah. So no surprises. If they got somebody, you know, to introduce you, that's fine. But, you know, let you know. Give you a heads up. But things are going to change.
Well,
I would say by May, things should look a whole lot better financially. Okay, big way. All right, I think I got one more caller, Brenda. I better try and get this person on. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you for calling.
Welcome.
All right, next caller. Hello.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hi, my name is Antoinetta.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Antoinetta. What can I do for you tonight, young lady?
Well, basically, I want to know what is going to go on here in the next couple months as far as my love, relationship life, and my household. Like, am I going to be moving, or is this guy going to be moving in with me? Like, what is going to go on here? And I do have his name.
Oh, okay. And his name?
Christopher.
First name only.
Chris.
Christopher Antoinetta.
Yep.
Wow, this man is giving you a headache. Oh, my God, my head is painting right now.
Yeah?
You're not forcing the issue, are you, Antoinetta? Are you forcing him to make a choice?
No, I'm not.
Make a decision?
Here's what's up. I'm going to give you a real quick rundown. Listen real quick. He was a prison pen pal. We were friends. I got him from a pen pal ad, okay? I wrote to him because I'm a Christian, born-again Christian girl. I started writing to him 2 solid years writing. We fell in love, okay? He has 2 little boys. He sent me pictures of them. I got attached to them. I sent them birthday presents. It was my idea because their daddy's in jail, and grandmom is raising the boys. The one boy has cerebral palsy. So these kids really pulled on my heartstrings. Well, he got out of jail October 19th of last year, and I never heard from him. Okay, hold on. I looked him up on Facebook, found him, and he is single. You know, he isn't married, and he didn't lie to me. And I did message him a couple times on Facebook. He did respond, and he basically said this is not how he planned for things to be. And he guesses that he's okay. He hopes that I'm okay. And he's just working full time and trying to keep out of trouble. So the bottom line is, what's the deal here?
Let it go. My head is throbbing so bad right now, that tells me no. And a big capital N-O with 3 exclamation marks. No.
What happened here?
No, when my head hurts like this, no. My head is pounding right now.
Yeah.
Every time you mention him, it's just pounding. So, no, that's not for you, Antoinetta. That's not for
okay.
you. You know
what?
Bless your heart. You are a beautiful, beautiful person to have that compassion and love in your heart.
Yes.
Trust me, you're going to be blessed. But this
I
ain't
know.
The one. But he is not the one. No.
But what
no.
is
when I get when
my
head hurts,
love life?
I'm sorry.
What is coming up ahead in my love life then? If he's not coming back or isn't going to come here or.
No, just put that down as a no and forget about it. I'm sorry to tell you that, but put it down as a no and forget about it. No.
All right.
What's coming up? Well, I see a gentleman about 45, salt and pepper hair, and he's foreign. I don't know whether to say he's from Britain or Australia, but he's a foreign gentleman. And you meet this man while you're out at dinner.
Wow.
That's when you're going to meet each other. Out at dinner.
Okay.
So it's almost like maybe you bump into each other or, you know, something like that, but it'll
mm-hmm.
be a dinner. Antoinetta, your name is so pretty, and I'm so sorry. I got 1 minute left, so I need to close the show out.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you, please call back again. Like I said, the first of every month I'll be doing psychic readings. I was doing it at the end of the month, but now I do it at the beginning of the month. So please call me back, and we'll talk further, or either go to my website, The Essence of Success, and you can catch me there. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call. Next Sunday show will be... Oh, you're most welcome.
Next Sunday show, we're going to be talking about homosexuality, bisexual, and transsexual. We're going to be discussing the challenges and the blessings for all concerned, from friends, family, and individuals. So please call in, whether you're homosexual, bisexual, or transgender, because we're going to have a good discussion. It's a lot of things out there, so we're going to wrap it up. Okay, they're telling me to wrap it up, so I want to thank Bernice.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
And Shabanay for Shab. Oh, she's not even on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, thank you. We're off the air, I guess.